Perek Vav is about chinuch, and we discussed yesterday the beginning of the philosophy, how it's the achrayus of the father, the parent, to be madrich the child in the right way, and therefore there's no excuses, and a person has to do whatever they can. And as the Gemara says, hitting the child is a recommended method according to the Goy. Okay, like we spoke about yesterday, you have to know how this applies today, but we're just going to say what the way the Goy says it, that a person, in order to, now he explains a little bit, what is the purpose of being mocking the child? So the Goy says very important, he says, Kishamakas benoi, when one is hitting the child, lo yake oise makas oyev, it can't be as if it can end me, like you're out to get the child, their kaas, as if you're angry about what they did, al ha'avar. Well, you're a dying, you're here to punish the child. Who are you? The child, the father is not in the position of a dying to punish the child. So why are you giving them haka? So why are you hitting the child? Because you have to instill the authority that they have to understand they need to follow the Messiah. They need to follow this Messiah and the authority. And therefore, it's about the future. If the child did this, you need to give them enough of an indication this is not acceptable behavior. And that, therefore, it's about the future. Therefore, don't do it a lot. Just because the child did something wrong, it's not a reason to take that opportunity now to hit them a lot. You should do it. Should be very little. But it should be something that the child will remember enough to say, okay, this is not acceptable behavior. And if a person sees they're angry, lo yako is a klal. But he says they should not do any haka, because then if it's coming out of anger, the adar will not give them the message that they're trying to give. The message they're trying to give is that there's an authority here. There's a messiah from father to son. You need to follow the messiah. A child can't just wake up one day and say, I want to do this, I don't want to do that. It doesn't work that way. To follow the messiah, you have to follow the derech of the authority. To follow... There's a parent says something, you have to listen. Child said, there's a mahalach to things. You can't just do whatever you want. So the message is for the future. If the father is not acting in a respectable way because he's acting out of kaas, then it's not going to deliver that message appropriately at all. Okay? So he's already telling you what the idea over here is. Now, this he learned out of a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Yaser bincha, you should be give mosar to your child ki yesh tikva, because there's hope out of the hope of it, the tikva, the el hamisai, and to punish him al tisa nafshecha." So there's the pasuk saying, "Beferish, the point of the akas or the tikva is for the future, what you hope to make of the child. It has nothing to do with the past." If you're angry, you only get punished for that. Do not do it anymore. So very clearly, the Goyin is telling us what the philosophy behind Hakah is. The philosophy is not to show punishment. The philosophy is not to show kaas. It's not to show strength. The philosophy is to madrich the child in the future. So this is the path that you must take. And that's the mahal. So, that's very important. And as you know, this has been a machlokes and gedolim, and for many, many, it's not a new issue. And the Gemara was clear that was the mahalach. And even now, I heard even from my rebbe, he said that the biggest problem today is that no one hits the child. And that what he was saying wasn't that no one hits the child is the problem. The problem is there's no sense of authority that the child. Knows you can't cross this line. There's certain ways that a parent talks to a child nowadays, and then people are like, adults, I would never talk to my parent that way. You know, so there's certain points where it helps give the child a understanding of, you know, I can't do what I want, etc. Now, it's very dangerous to do this because, you know, a person can supplement physical, punishment for a real chinuch and say, well, oh, this works, let me just do it. In reality, they're not doing chinuch at all. So, you know, you have to be careful with this, but for the right person at the right time and with no anger, just with understanding the purpose, they're going to say it makes sense. Now, Tzarek lo hechiach is a banim har baby dvarim rakim v'divrei musar ha-misyash v'mal ha-leiv. The person has to spend time giving the child musar through the leiv. V'ha-ikar b'chinuch v'harigol. And the best way is to get the child used to doing things constantly. The hadibor v'hamidos tzarek ha-garav. We need to be mechanech children in midos, not just in do this, don't do that. In midos. The hergel are called over shelter. The way to control anything is hergel. Get used to it. You want to become, like I always say, you want to become a morning person, start getting up in the morning. You realize I can get up in the morning. The chol aschol is kosher. It's always difficult. The achakach, but after you get past the akdama, the oizel loy ozis halo. If you keep going strong, you'll be praised, you'll get it right. Now, he says an amazing line. This line he says here is really incredible. He says the following: Ki harosha be'atzmo yodea shira v'omar darkoi. The Rosh himself is well aware of the fact that his derech is not a good derech. He knows that his derech is awful. It's not the right way to live. Ach shekosha lo lifresh, but he can't get out of it. Why? Why can't he get out of it? He can't get out of it because he got used to doing things in that way. And that's the danger. The danger is that you're almost by encouraging in a child a certain type of behavior, a person is getting them accustomed to behaving in a certain way. The ikur is while they give them good habits. Come on time to davening. Do what you get up in the morning. Be organized. Certain midas. But this is things that they will get accustomed to. And then, they're immature, but that's okay. So it's really. I'm sorry, someone's looking to come in. It's really all about. Yeah. So the this is the door's locked. I'm in the middle of the show. There's some video of you saying that I can share notes. He can, if you want to, you can come video of me saying that myself giving a share. You can get video of being shown. So I'm sorry about that. I just wasn't sure someone was trying to come in. So it's important to develop these good habits when a person's a child. Okay, and there's a very interesting, a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Someone asked Rav Moshe in yeshiva, he said, am I allowed to cheat on the regents? In New York, in order to get a high school diploma, you have to take a test, the regents exam. And then you get a regents diploma from the state. So someone asked Rav Moshe, is it permitted to cheat on the exam? So Rav Moshe says, not only is it also to cheat on the exam, not only is it also, and it's Gnevas Das, because you're making them think that you know it and you don't. Number two, it's Gnevas Mammon, because it could be someone eventually down the line will hire you for a job, but in the end, you don't really deserve it. And number three, he says the following. This is what we were getting at. Number three says the following. This is the point that we were trying to say. He says, why would you cheat? Why would you cheat? Because you don't know the material you're studying. So he says, if that's the case, then it's a big problem, because that means you're getting used to a bad habit. What's your habit? You're learning, you're studying something, but you're getting used to not knowing it. And then you're just passing an exam by cheating. That's a big problem. You know why? Because eventually that's going to affect your learning also. Eventually in your learning also, you're going to end up getting used to doing this. What you're going to do is you're going to learn and learn, but you're not going to know anything. So it's the habit which is the problem. The habit of you getting used to doing things and not being held accountable, not having any sort of accountability for it, just doing it, but you know, I don't really need to know it. So he says, your attitude towards your secular studies will affect your attitude towards your learning as well. So the, you can close it down. That's Mamash what the Goyen is saying, is that the types of behaviors that a child has in the beginning of his life will affect them throughout their life. It's all about types of behaviors and attitudes. So part of what you are trying to get them accustomed to is good habits and good behaviors. Okay. Now, what about girls? People a lot of times ask about girls. So we've been talking about, you know, benai. What about girls? So the Goyen here says, gamas abonos tzarich lahadrich tam. You have to give them hadracha. What's the main things you want to teach the girls? Shlo yetzei mipiyam klala, their language. Ushvuas v'chazav. They shouldn't swear and make promises. Umachlekes. They shouldn't get a machlekes. They should talk the truth. Lashon hara ruchilus. Be very careful the way they speak. Ushmiras kol mitzvos. And keeping mitzvos properly. Vim lo yishmu. It's kedai to give them a patch once in a while. V'shalei l'rachim aleihem. Don't be merciful just because they're girls. You also have to be taught how to behave. The gam tzarech lahadrich. This is interesting. Asher b'Shabbos Kodesh. That on Shabbos Kodesh, we eat us a p'nai when you have extra time. You oiskes b'sifrei musar. They should learn sifrei musar. So even in the Goyen's days, the Goyen held that the girls should learn musar svarim. And there was always traditional musar svarim that were written for women to learn in a more traditional way. You know, Tzenorena and Menaris Amar and different things. So this is what he says. And in yonim of lashon hara achilus, the way they behave, the way they act, and of course in emuna. This is the famous Aruch HaShulchan. That Aruch HaShulchan writes, says even though there's no mitzvah to teach girls Torah specifically, he says v'shinantam levanecha v'lov v'nasecha, but there is a mitzvah to teach them emuna, and that's why there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for girls as well. That's what he writes. So it's a similar idea to what the Goyen is saying here. When we're trying to teach emuna and basic things, of course, the same methods have to be applied to the girls as well. All right? So Mr. Shem will pick it up tomorrow, and we'll continue. Okay.
Good night.
Good night, Shkoyach.